Hello and welcome to my training. Chuck Holmes, Network Marketing Professional here. What I'd like to do today is share some compliance tips for MLM reps. I'm going to speak from personal experience over 20 years of doing this industry. As a quick disclaimer, though, I'm not a lawyer. This training is for educational purposes only. I really encourage you to read your company's terms and conditions and educate yourself. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of companies in our industry. Each company has their own policies and procedures or terms and conditions, whatever you want to call it, and it varies from company to company. Some companies are internet friendly, some are not. Some allow you to advertise, some don't. Some allow you to say certain things, whereas others do not. So educate yourself so you know what your company allows. If you read your distributor agreement, which most people have never done, you will have a much better understanding of what you can and can't do. If you find something in there you don't understand, you can ask your coach or you can reach out to your company's compliance team and you can get some clarification before you move forward. But what I want to share in the rest of this training are just some helpful tips that I think will help keep you out of trouble, regardless of what company you are involved with. Number one, no income sharing publicly. Depending on who you ask, there are people who say this is legal. There are other people who say this is legal. I just don't think it's good business to publicly share an income for a couple of reasons. Number one, someone's going to think your income is way too low. Or number two, they're going to think they can earn the same income as you without doing anything. Or a lot of times people post their commissions, but it's not really what they earn. That's their gross revenue, not their net profit. So it's quite deceiving if you say you made $50,000 in your business, but your net profit is only $10,000 or $15,000. So the best way to do this is just not share income publicly. I'm not a fan of doing that. I don't know any other business that shares their income publicly. The way I see it, your income is between you and your spouse, your company, and the IRS. No one else really needs to know. The next one, don't use the words diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent when mentioning a product. A lot of companies in our industry, they have great products. They've done some amazing things, but there are some testimonials out there that get companies in trouble. And when you start using the words diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent, when you're talking about a specific product, you're going to get yourself and your company in big trouble with the FTC, maybe with the FDA. So just don't do it. And always put a disclaimer that the products are not designed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whenever you give a testimonial, whenever you share a testimonial, make sure that disclosure, that disclaimer is on that. Next, always state that you are an independent affiliate. You don't want to confuse people to where they think you're a company spokesperson or you're a corporate officer or you're a company employee. Make sure they know you're an independent affiliate. Please, please, please do that. Next, don't ever promote your business as an investment. So investments here in the United States are regulated by the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. When you start promoting your business as an investment is when you put yourself and your company on the radar with those two organizations, and you don't want to be on the radar of those two organizations. So don't ever say, turn $50 into $500 in 90 days with this business. Please do not say anything like that ever. Next, don't say you'll make X amount of money in Y amount of time. This is kind of like an income guarantee. And of course, you know, individual results are always going to vary. So just because someone joins, there's no guarantee they'll make anything. They might make a lot of money. They might make more than you. They might make less than you. But don't advertise and say, get to $10,000 a month in the next 90 days. Because we all know that's pretty much impossible for 99.999% of the people. It's very misleading. Next, don't advertise your business as a job. I see a lot of reps do this. I think it's personally unethical because it's not a job. This is an income opportunity. It's a side hustle. We are independent contractors. We're not employees. And when you advertise it as a job, you're making people think that they're going to be an employee and they're going to get X amount per hour. They're going to be on salary with benefits. And we all know as independent affiliates, we don't have that. We're independent contractors, not employees. Next, don't mention your company's name in advertising. What I actually recommend, don't ever say the name of your company publicly ever anywhere. Keep it generic because curiosity is what sells. But here's where you get in trouble. If you start running ads and you're putting the name of your company in the ad, number one, people aren't going to join you anyway. They're just going to go to Google, look up the company and join someone else. But number two, anything that you say is going to be could be construed as if the company is saying it. And you don't want to put the company in a bad position by even saying their name. So just leave off your company name and your advertising. Curiosity is what sells anyway. Finally, if you talk about money, which you shouldn't, always include an income disclaimer. Take out your company's income disclaimer and give that to your prospect. Don't make them think that they're going to come into a business like this. The money's going to just start pouring in without them doing the work, without them having the right mindset, without them having the right skill set or the right experience. Just by following this advice, you're probably going to eliminate or reduce 99% of the potential compliance problems you could even get yourself into. Most of this is common sense, but a lot of people mess it up out of either ignorance or greed, or they just don't know. So now you do know. If you get nothing else out of this video, please go back, print off your company's policies and procedures, their terms and conditions, whatever they call it. Read it from front to back. Read the entire thing so you know what is allowed and what is not allowed. And if you need clarification on any part of that agreement, reach out to your corporate office or reach out to your plugged-in upline and get answers to your questions so you can be an informed and an educated distributor. Final thoughts. Individual results will vary. Once again, I am not a lawyer. This training was for educational purposes only. I hope you got some value from with it. If you did, I would appreciate if you would like, comment, share, and subscribe. That'll help our channel out a lot. Also, in the description box below this video, you can see some helpful resources and links that you can check out. I do try to post a new video just about every day, so please check back often. With that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for stopping by.